that time may never come. It is a mistake to look for a simple genetic basis for RSMEs. Our genes are the language of our physical lives, and therefore they are not powerless. They can certainly predispose a person to one personality type rather than another, and perhaps to some types of spiritual experiences more than others as a result. Over a century ago, William James, an early psychologist of religion whose work we discuss in detail in Chapter 7, distinguished between healthy-minded and morbid-minded tendencies in spirituality. He did not mean these distinctions to be necessarily interpreted as good versus bad, but rather that basic personality types can cause attraction to one broad form of spirituality rather than another. In other words, genes help provide the equipment for a sense of self-transcendence and may influence its direction, but they do not create the self-transcendence. Therefore, it makes no scientific sense to speak of a God gene. To do so represents an extreme form of reductionist thinking. As we will see, the mind-brain system is exceedingly complex. One must beware of the tendency to look for one single, simple explanation for any complex mental phenomena, let alone spirituality. As C.S. Lewis warned, to see through all things is the same as not to see. Actually, Hamer has only one foot in genetics anyway. The other is planted on the much softer turf of evolutionary psychology, which we discuss in detail in Chapter 7. It is easy to see why evolutionary psychology provides an attraction here. If Hamer had indeed found a gene that systematically codes for transcendent spiritual experiences, he would not need to demonstrate that the gene benefited our ancestors, as he attempts to do. If a genetic effect were convincingly demonstrated, its origin would be a side issue at best. There is, for example, a simple genetic combination that results in blue eyes in some ethnic groups. Do blue eyes confer a benefit? Possibly they do in some cases, but a clearly established inheritance pattern accounts for blue eyes. That makes the question of their prehistoric usefulness interesting, but ultimately superfluous to an understanding of the origin of the trait. A genetic hypothesis regarding RSMEs must achieve that level of rigor to be scientifically tenable. In the absence of a clear message from prehistory or genetics, evolutionary psychologists turn to theories based in functional neuroscience. Could there be, for example, a God module, that is, a visible feature or circuit of the brain that provokes the idea of God? Perhaps even a feature that provokes the idea of the divine simply because it does not work properly?